This podcast is from Morning English.
学口语就来早安英文。
Hello everyone, welcome to today's Morning English. This is Alan.
This is Winter. Hello everyone. 欢迎大家收听今天的早安英文。
Have you heard about the presidential candidate of the United States of America, Andrew Yang?
杨安泽对吗
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, 美国的那个华裔总统候选人据说现在那个势头很猛选情蛮不错的
He is American 2020 Democratic presidential candidate, entrepreneur, lawyer, and philanthropist. Many people support him.
Good. 美国有了第一位黑人总统
对
如果真的能有第一位华裔总统那也是这么多在美国奋斗很多年的华人的骄傲了
没错我们今天的节目呢就和大家来聊一聊怎么用英文表达我们支持一个人一个组织或者说你支持某一个观点
对这个是我们经常会要用到的哈
非常常用
对我们讲到的这些内容呢都会把它整理成文字版的笔记放在我们的微信公众号里欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文私信回复加油两个字来获取我们中英文对照版本的文字版笔记。
When we talk about supporting someone in Chinese, we have an interesting expression.
Yeah, I know what you mean. 你是说我们中文里面会说跟某人站队
You got me.
选边站。
我们说站队就支持谁跟谁一队在英文里面啊也有对应的很相似的这么一些说法。
Really? So what is it?
We say align yourself with somebody or something.
Align yourself with somebody or something. Align, A-L-I-G-N, right?
Right, align with somebody means you're publicly supporting an organization, a set of opinion or a person that you agree with.
Align, 这个词它本身就有排队，我们排成一条直线这个意思。
是，这个 align with somebody,跟谁站在一起不就是这个排队站队的意思吗
是的所以它跟中文是一样的就是说我们跟谁站一队就是我公开支持他跟他保持一致跟他结盟
Right, for instance, we are aligned with department head on this issue. 这个问题上在这个问题上我们和部门主管是一致的我们的观点是一致的
Wow, sounds like an office war.
Maybe. Or another example of this phrasal verbMany celebrities have aligned themselves with him. 很多名人都公开地支持他。
Yes, when Hillary Clinton was running for the campaign, many, many celebrities aligned themselves with her.
But she failed the election in the end.
Yeah, it just happens.
You just mentioned office politics, right?
Yeah, yeah, the real politics may be away from us ordinary people, but office politics... can happen to anyone.
Yeah, there's two kinds of person involved in office politics.
Yeah, can't wait to know.
Some like conspiracies and some are just playing. If they want to support someone or some group, they just stand up and be counted.
There you go. The phrase you just mentioned is a really interesting one.
Yeah, stand up and be counted. It's very similar to align yourself with somebody, butIt's slightly different because it means you make your opinion public, even if doing so might cause you harm or difficulty.
Stand up and be counted. 就是啊，我们不仅仅站出来公开表示支持或者是赞同，而且啊，是在那种要排除困难、要顶住压力的情况下、站出来表达自己的立场。
没错，你想啊 ，stand up 是站起来，对吧、？Count 是数数 ，stand up and be counted 这动作就像站起来，然后说。算上我，算我一个，对不对？
是的，很有画面感了哈，就真的勇士啊，要敢于表达自己的立场。
哎，但是在职场啊，特别是有一些地方人际关系比较复杂，你过于勇敢，可能也会给自己带来一些不必要的麻烦。
Yeah, you've hit the nail on the head. Sometimes those who did have the courage to stand up and be candid were just let off. 有勇气站出来就是站队表明立场的人。最后都被炒了。
That sucks. But yeah, this is how it works in some places.
那 Alan 刚刚跟我们讲了两个非常有意思也非常形象的表达。我再跟大家分享一个最基础但是也是最常用的表示支持的单词。
哎，这个不错。
嗯，你知道其实 back 就是后面啊后背那个单词啊也可以表示帮助支持这个意思。
Right, we can use the phrasal verb back somebody or something to mean that you give help or support to somebody or something. For instance, her parents backed her in her choice of major.
Her parents backed her in her choice of major. 就是说她父母啊支持她自己选的专业。
So the person or company that gives support to somebody or something, especially financial support, is called a backer.
Backer, back 加上 er,就是指支持的这个人嘛，就是支持者。
Additionally, you can use back somebody or something up to express that you support someone or you testify that what they say is true.
Back somebody or something up, 它就是说支持，或者是呢，也可以说我证实某人的言论是真实的，他说的是真的，
是，
其实就是给某人背书嘛，就是支持他，撑他。
Yeah, that's right. For example,Someone says something really awful about your friend, hurting his credibility, and you may back your friends up by saying that. As far as I know, he's not that kind of person.
Right, 这就是真朋友了，
是，
不是塑料姐妹花
的
那种。
对对对，
我觉得最窝心的话就是，好朋友啊，会在你受了委屈，或者是你被别人冤枉了的时候，能够站出来说，I'll back you up if they don't believe you.
是的。或者说在你找工作的时候你之前的雇主给你 reference 其实也是某种意义上的 back you up
是的是的其实他就是帮你back 帮你背书你的这个工作经历你的 work ethics
对对对对对
好了以上就是我们今天的节目内容欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文私信回复加油两个字就可以来领取我们中英文对照版本的文字版的笔记我们今天讲到的单词短语和例句都在笔记里面了
Thank you all for joining today's Morning English This is Alan
This is Winter See you next episode
See ya